Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Attempt the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attempt the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dog and a hungry god.
He served a dog and a hungry god.
That's from the soundtrack of the 1979 Broadway show Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Essentially a staged slasher film about cannibalism that is considered Stephen Sondheim's mid-career masterpiece.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
The play is set in Victorian London, a city obsessed with class and stained by industrial-era smog. It is a classic revenge tragedy. An innocent man is condemned by a rapacious judge. His wife, child, and fortunes lost. He returns to the scene vowing to get even, disguised as the barber, Sweeney Todd. He finds an accomplice to dispose of his victims, the baker, Mrs. Lovett. The gruesome story was urban legend in London, and through Sondheim's genius, a hit musical, though a challenging and musically complex play to stage, even for professional companies with big budgets. So it's a really ambitious choice for Main Street Arts. That's a nonprofit based in Saxton's River, Vermont. But this Sweeney Todd is part of a larger strategy to build community and coordination between a number of small arts organizations on either side of the Connecticut River, a collaboration that defies the sinister nature of the plot. I arrived at the Bellows Falls Opera House in Rockingham, Vermont for first dress rehearsal on a bitter cold Saturday afternoon.
Sorry, and one.
It took some doing to pull this off at the Opera House, which is now a first-run movie theater and hasn't been used for staged plays in 20 years. Sweeney Todd's director and Main Street Arts artistic director David Stern had to petition the select board to hold the play at the theater after the town manager turned the initial request down. Then they all got to know each other and worked things out, allowing the collaborating companies to build the scenery and rehearse during the day when no films were running. A challenge for the almost all-volunteer crew, who all have day jobs.
Stage management, did you get that note?
No.
Okay, Heidi, give them that note as soon as this is done.
Got it.
Okay, ready.
Today, everybody has to be out by 2. And inside the theater, costume makers are crouched on the floor, cast members are standing at attention on and off stage, and they're all focused on one critical part of the production that was not hitting its marks, the set.
They have a whole section, and then it spins.
That's director David Stern discussing the revolving set, which condenses most of the play's locations into a kind of Jules Verne's meets Dickens conglomerate. On one side, there's the grand facade of Judge Turpin's home. On the other, the attic where Sweeney Todd slits the throats of his clients. Below that, Mrs. Lovett's dingy pie shop, where pastries made of the victims are baked and sold. A curvy, steampunky-looking slide shoots out of the side, dispatching those unfortunate souls from barber chair to kitchen. Yes, it's a gory story, but so is Hamlet.
This is probably the most elaborate production I've been involved with here, and it has a look and feel almost a Broadway.
That is lighting designer Ira Wilner.
Okay, stop. And again.
5 days before the show opens, it's looking pretty complicated. In fact, to a visitor, the whole thing looks really demanding.
We have lights in the revolve, so the set can turn. There are no wires, and we're controlling lights wirelessly. There is a red light that's buried right up there, so it shines on the barber chair at the moment this throat is slit. Obviously.
If Ira's nervous, he's not showing it, which I'm told is normal, or the chaos is normal, or so says ensemble cast member Marit Bjerkadal, who I whisper with backstage. She's all gussied up, playing a working girl.
Is your first dress rehearsal?
Yeah, I guess it is, yeah.
How's it feeling?
Well, I think we're in that stage where we're all just kind of panicking a little bit because it feels like we have an enormous amount of things to do and there's no way it'll possibly be ready in time, but I have to remind myself this is how I always feel at the stage, so
Marit is among the 33 cast members and 65 crew who've been focused on this play since auditions took place last summer. There's a sense of discovery for me on two levels. This collaborative production of Sweeney Todd, an insane and wonderful piece of musical theater, and meeting the passionate, abiding community that makes community theater, from sound techs to actors to Sandy Klein, who's creative director of the New England Youth Theater. She's made more than 50 costumes for this play over the past 6 months, and that was after getting input from the actors about their characters and backstories.
Every time I learn anything about community theater, it's unbelievable how much dedication and time people put into it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where my first thought this morning at 5 a.m. was, I know, I'll put a pocket in this guy's t-shirt where the blood can pool. I mean, just like that's my first thought before coffee, which is amazing.
I think I just missed some kind of pep talk.
I do too. What's he saying?
Things are moving fast. Everyone has to be out and cleaned up to give the theater time to prepare for the 3 o'clock matinee.
This was a very good, productive rehearsal. I just want to say for anybody, especially people changing scenery, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling with you.
I probably should have admitted this already, but I shudder just a little when I hear community theater. I blame Waiting for Guffman or all those comedy skits that turn earnest, devoted amateurs into wannabes with an outsized need for attention. They make for easy marks, but it's not very generous, especially of me, who went to college with some designs of studying theater, but with none of the resolve or the courage to act. The people I meet rehearsing Sweeney Todd at the Bellows Falls Opera House are brave and determined. They have to be.
Clarity. So, made it through Act One. Good. I would like...
Every single person that's here, people are volunteering. They're finding ridiculous amounts of time outside of their other job and raising their children and brand new babies and people racing off to this place and the other place. And we have attendance issues. Not that people aren't showing up when they said they would, but people aren't showing up because they can't. And that kind of sacrifice and addition to people's lives to the purpose of making something beautiful together, it's moving.
So what stirs people to put aside their lives and make the time? Michael Duffin is co-chair of the board for Main Street Arts. Today he's sporting a mustache that looks like it's been twirled many times. He plays the snake oil salesman Pirelli, who tries to blackmail Sweeney Todd. For him, this communal effort is a counterweight to the cutthroat nature of the real world.
It's crazy. Why do this? Why spend this amount of life energy to have this many mistakes and this many challenges and this many things? Because it pays off. You know, usually we're walking around in our daily lives, in our jobs, in our families, and we have to play some kind of a mask. Well, here it's ironic, a paradox, because when we come on stage, we're not allowed to have masks. We have to be our whole selves.
Which is very funny because right now you have rouge on, really dark eyebrows, and some kind of things going on in your cheeks.
Indeed. You know, so a mask that reveals what is real. It's what feeds us. You know, it feeds us as people.
What feeds us? It's a funny choice of words from a character that ends up baked into a meat pie.
That's to us.
Just a little after two, everything's looking pretty cleaned up, and the movie screen begins to descend over the set. The players have wiped the London soot off their faces, put on their puffy jackets. They're checking their phones, and they look like regular people. The Fleet Street set is still, and outside the great world spins, and Bellows Falls Opera House is ready for the 3 o'clock movie. Some lighter fare, 50 shades darker. Main Street Arts production of Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, starts tonight and runs for 2 weekends at the Bellows Falls Opera House in Rockingham, Vermont. For more information, go to wordofmouthradio.org.